This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mail.
That's when we catch up with Dan from the Adelaide Mail newsroom to get all the latest in fake news. Dan, how are we this week?
Hey, very well, thanks, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Well. It's been a controversial couple of weeks with Operation Trace. The QR code blitz here in South Australia has had many of our residents on their toes and led to a lot of fierce debate online. What have you guys been seeing?
Yeah, well, first of all, what we've seen is obviously a rise in check-ins, which is great. Over 40 at Westfield Marion last week, so that's great, compared with just 6 the week prior, so that's a good thing. But no, we're also seeing a rise in internet nutcases who think, you know, this is all a scam, that they're using the QR codes to track us. They can't fine us because it's not really a law. Yes, they're all coming out of the woodwork now, but it is actually a law for anyone interested. Emergency Powers Act, Schedule 3, Clause 1B and Clause 2. So I have had to look that up several times. Shut down the Karens on the local Facebook pages.
Oh, I didn't know we were friends on Facebook, Dan.
And I'm also not sure that factual information has any relevance in this segment.
Definitely does not. One woman actually said to me, she's like, it actually doesn't say QR codes. It says electronic check-in, so they can't find me because they haven't been specific. I'm like, I can't wait till she gets fined.
Eye roll, seriously. Corey Wingard, he's been busy, ruled off a passenger rail from the Adelaide Hills to the city. Look, apart from the southeastern freeway, what do you reckon locals are planning as an alternative?
Look, yeah, traffic always bad on the southeastern freeway, really. I actually just saw on Twitter there's just actually been a truck accident, like, in the last 20 minutes as well. So, although you're airing this the next day, probably not going to, you know, make any good sense.
Edit.
You can cut that one out. But no, yeah, the best alternative to stay out of the eastern freeway traffic, just quit your jobs. Just don't do them anymore. That's you know, been my plan, and it's working quite well.
I wonder if Puzzle Park was selling that old slippery dip and you could just set that up to just slide on down. Hey, those following cryptocurrency markets might be a little bit sad about the fall of Dogecoin after some Elon Musk comments last weekend. But now another player has entered the market. Now, is it Frogcoin or Frogecoin?
Look, I don't know with these cryptocurrency things. With Adelaide Mail, we just chuck a bunch of words together when it comes to cryptocurrency. And look, it seems to work because I think that's all they literally do. Yes, driven by the excitement of the cryptocurrency market at the moment, particularly by the Adelaide subreddit, it seems that Frogecoin by Balfours, the iced frog cake, is taking off and will go to dizzying heights before crashing very quickly, like all cryptocurrencies do.
Now, one of Damon's latest joys, to my annoyance, is fuel tracking. Dad alert. It's horrific. He reads out the cheapest petrol around the region each morning. And apparently you guys have a scoop on how it's all working behind the scenes. Tell me more.
Yeah, absolutely. No, unlike Damon, where you can, you know, squander over your phone for hours to save 2.5 cents a litre, which totals about 40 cents for a full tank. No, what you can do is find the cheapest fuel by looking at your fuel tracker and simply eliminating all the OTR servos. We'll give you the best deal right there.
Good one. Now, UniSA have apparently been the victim of a cyber attack this week, which has led to massive issues with their internal email system. Now, is it just us, or does this actually just scream skilled student needing more time to hand up an assignment?
Look, you know, if this is the work of a skilled student, give them the A+ in technology or high distinction or whatever it is they're giving at the moment. Good on them. You know, once I was in uni and I needed an extension, but I didn't want to ask for the extension, so I just copied an image into a Word document, so it gives all the, you know, all it just gives you a bunch of, like, letters.
Wingbats font.
Yeah, exactly, no sense. And it took them a few days to realise, like, oh, hey, Dan, your file is corrupted or something. Can you send it again? In that time, I actually happened to do it and send it again.
So, brilliant.
UniSA, if you're listening, you can try and take that degree away from me if you want.
Dan, I have literally used the same method before.
Stop.
Excuse, brothers!
It's the best one. But you can only use it once, though. That's the thing.
That's true.
Wow. If I ever had plans to go to university, that would be written down in my notebook. Very good. Claps for both of you. So the South Australian History Festival, it's underway running throughout this month. But I haven't really checked out the program. So I want to know from you, Dan, any recommendations?
Yeah, look, if you want to go see a bunch of old things, take a trip down to Victor Harbour anytime. Doesn't even have to be during History Month. Don't worry, unless they've turned the radio up really high, no one from History is listening.
When we write the questions, you kind of know where it might be going, and you've delivered in spades. Once again, adelaidemail.com, Twitter, Facebook, get around them, Instagram as well, at Adelaide Mail. Dan, we'll do it again next Thursday.
See you then.